Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Cattle futures today finished higher, generally higher here on the feeder cattle and live cattle markets after being lower. We actually made new contract lows in August feeders this morning at 140.12, going past the previous low of 140.50, and then rebounded to close 60 higher at 142.80, about $2.70 off the low. So that really brought some confidence back into the market. We've also seen box beef kind of trend higher over the last couple of days. Today it was up 58 on choice, 223.87. Select was up 49 cents at 210.94. So both of those being higher, and then the reversal to the upside after making new lows really left us in a good spot here midweek. Live cattle didn't make new lows today, but we did close a little bit higher. June was 62 higher at 112.17. August was the only weak contract here. It looks like it's going to close down about 15. October dece and August steadied to 17 cents higher. Hogs today bounced off their lows as well. August hogs were up 205 at 89.40, about $3.50 off their lows. So overall, the markets did rebound here toward the end of the day to bring some pretty good confidence midweek, hoping to create a situation where we have some more short covering over the next couple of days.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 30th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 18,100 head, including 5,300 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 4,000 weaned calves, and 3,900 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Call for more information at 800-422-2117.
Quite a volatile night last night and throughout today on the grain futures. We were lower in several markets. We had corn actually closing 3 cents lower, Kansas City wheat down 10, Chicago wheat down 14 to 16 cents, and soybeans held positive today, up about 14 cents, but 20 cents off of their contract highs. Yesterday afternoon's crop progress report showed 58% of the corn planted at this time. Normally we're about around 90% planted. So that leaves roughly 35 million unplanted acres of corn throughout the Midwest. That causes a pretty big problem in terms of yield, because we start to see substantial yield drops from this point going forward. The USDA still has penciled in their original 92.8 million acres and a yield of 176 bushels an acre for the United States. Both of those are almost certainly unattainable at this point. So you start to question, well, how much will it go down? Well, some people are estimating 4 to 5 million acres of preventive planting, and then some of those acres getting switched to soybeans. And then if you start taking in yield considerations, 10 bushel drop in yield, you're looking at 14, 13 something billion bushel crop now, which is below the 14.6 billion we use per year. So we could really get into the carry out there pretty fast. For Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.